escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The Steelers have been in the news pretty much since the season ended, and Aaron Rodgers was a possibility, but it increased yesterday with the big trade, Minkah Fitzpatrick to Miami, for Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, some picks involved in that, and then Adam Schefter suggesting that perhaps TJ Watt is tradable from Pittsburgh. We've heard some of that here in Washington about Terry McLaurin. Nick Faribault is a Steelers beat reporter for Penn Live. He's also the host of the Steelers Breakdown podcast. You can follow him on X, on Twitter, at Faribault, F-A-R-A-B-A-U-G-H-F-B. Nick joins us right now. So, you know, we've kind of dealt with it a little bit here with Terry McLaurin and the contract situation. They're similar in terms of, you know, both sides appear to be far apart. I think my default when it comes to Terry is they'll never trade him. They want him on this team. He's a, you know, he's been through the worst of times, and he, you know, he endured just some of the worst teams and worst situations, and he's become a fan favorite. I don't think they'll deal him. I think they'll come to an agreement. What do you think happens with TJ Watt?
I think they end up coming to an agreement 2 or 3 days before the season begins. And that's been fairly typical with the TJ Watt deal. It was last time. They've done it before with Cam Hayward last year, Pat Freiermuth. The Steelers wait a long time to get these done, and they don't budge. And so things become contentious. I mean, Cam Hayward is a similar guy to TJ Watt in that he's been with the Steelers forever, and he was very openly not happy with his contract situation last year. He wanted extended. He got one by the end of it. And so I think this is going to play out very publicly, probably, in terms of TJ Watt's unhappiness, the Steelers kind of jabbing back and forth with him in terms of saying he's not going in. I don't think the Steelers have any intentions of trading him. I've talked to people since the combine that have told me he's not going anywhere. So I think TJ Watt eventually gets this deal done. It's just going to be, does he get more than Myles Garrett? Does he get less than Myles Garrett? Does a Michael Parsons extension come in before that? Aiden Hutchinson, Trey Hendrickson. There's a lot of different guys that salary up even more than Myles Garrett's right now. But I think TJ Watt wants to set a new market for the edge rusher position and get more than Myles Garrett, and I think that's the sticking point right now.
Nick, how good is TJ Watt still?
He's very good. He's still a very good player. Last year he played down the stretch hurt. He played with a bad ankle, a bad thumb. He had a wrist injury on top of that on his other hand, so he didn't have much power in his hands. He's still a really good player. I know he's kind of an outlier type of rusher. He's more of a speed rusher than a power rusher, and that's interesting when you talk about age, and he's getting up there. He's going to be 31 this year. He'll turn 31 in the middle of the season in October. So how long does he continue to win with the speed? But he's a guy that can win with power, too. He's a relentless worker. He's starting to reinvent his game. You saw it before he got hurt last year where he was starting to move around a little bit more on the formation. This is still a really good player. His pass rushing productivity fell last year, but I think a lot of it was due to injuries. And I think, you know, Steelers are going to look at him and say, we know T.J. Watt's going to be a really good player. And while there's risk involved in this deal when he's 33, 34, because you never know how guys are going to age, he's still a really good player right now. The Steelers want to be serious about winning this year, and it seems like certainly they will and are serious about winning this year. He's got to be one of those guys that's around. And so I think he's a really good player still, and the Steelers believe that.
So yesterday, when this trade news broke, Minkah Fitzpatrick to Miami for Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, and some swapped picks, what did you make of it? I would imagine this was a surprising deal for Steeler people.
The Jalen Ramsey stuff had been around. Obviously, the Jonnu Smith stuff had been around for a month. And it wasn't surprising the Steelers landed Ramsey and Smith. It was the real surprising part was Minkah Fitzpatrick going out in the deal. I mean, I don't think any of us could have envisioned them trading Minkah Fitzpatrick. And I understand why they did it. The splash plays aren't there. The high salary for a guy that doesn't make the splash plays with his salary at safety, I get it. But this guy is a locker room leader. He's essentially the stalwart of your secondary. He is a huge part of the locker room dynamics. And the Steelers just generally don't let guys that are locker room leaders like that walk. They don't trade guys like that. We've seen a lot of uncharacteristic Steelers-like moves this year, the DK Metcalf trade. This one's the most un-Steelers-like yet. You know, I thought maybe they would trade for Ramsey or Smith and it would be future draft picks. I think that was fair. Kind of asked if they've traded a day three pick for Jalen Ramsey and maybe another day three pick and gotten Jonnu Smith. I think that's something that maybe you thought about. Trading Minkah Fitzpatrick back in that deal was the shocking part of it. And so I think that's really what the shocking part about it was. But then you looked at it and the Steelers added a weapon for Aaron Rodgers offensively. They need more weapons offensively. And they got a really versatile chess piece in Jalen Ramsey that allows them to do a lot of things they haven't been able to do in a long time. And so they got better, I think, as a team, but it was a bit shocking that they ended up trading somebody like Minkah Fitzpatrick just because of what he meant to the organization and historical moves with guys of that stature.
So why do you think they are behaving a bit out of character?
They are desperate for a playoff win. I think that is what I'm saying here, and what I think everyone should say is because the Steelers are a franchise that is used to winning in the playoffs, even when they aren't the height of success at the quarterback position. You back to the 90s. I mean, they went to the Super Bowl with Neil O'Donnell. This is a team that is known for winning, and when they don't win in the playoffs, it stings. They haven't won a playoff game since 2017. It's been a long time for the Steelers. Mike Tomlin isn't a guy that in the outside noise into how he kind of factors things in, but if you don't think he's feeling the pressure of a playoff win, he needs to get off his back. He needs to get it off his back because every time it feels like we look at the Steelers and their season, it ends the same way. Something slightly over 500, or maybe they even have a really good season like they did in 2020, and then it comes crashing down and they get crushed in the playoffs. And that has just been too typical for the Steelers, and they're tired of it. And so they're making large-scale changes. Quarterback room,
we're gonna
all
try
of them. The entire quarterback room gets changed, and then you bring in guys like Ramsey and Rodgers and Metcalf. And that's kind of what they're doing.
Nick, your phone's a little bit in and out. I'm going to have Max try to reestablish just a better connection because I want to continue the conversation with you. So, Max, see if we can get Nick to be on in a clearer spot. Yeah, it is incredible that Pittsburgh's last playoff win was against Alex Smith and the Kansas City Chiefs on the road at Arrowhead back in January of 2017. It was the 2016 season, and then they got blown out in the AFC title game by the Patriots. Remember that incredible game against Jacksonville, who was a great defensive team in 2017, and they lost 45-42. Jacksonville went on and almost beat the Patriots in the AFC title game. And then really, Roethlisberger's health became an issue even as he quarterbacked games in the postseason. But yeah, I mean, think about, we went 20 years without a playoff win. But this is the Steelers. They're coming up on 10 football seasons, 9 anyway, without a playoff win. And just to hear Nick say they're going for a playoff win is an interesting thing for a franchise the stature of the Steelers. Do we have Nick back? Max, do we have him back? We're still working on getting him back. Max will let me know when we have Nick back.
We got Nick back. We should be good now.
Okay. All right. Nick is back. Oh. You know, I was just going through the list. I mean, when you said they're just looking for a playoff win, I just made a note, you know, and I'm like, God, that's Pittsburgh talking. They're just looking for a playoff win. And you are in a conference, right, where I think anybody reasonably objective would say, you know, Buffalo, KC, Baltimore are the top three. Pittsburgh may be vying for the fourth best team in the conference. So let's go to just sort of what the team looks like, because I think Jonnu Smith is a great addition, and Ramsey as well, especially with his versatility. What is the feeling in Pittsburgh? You know, we're still 2 months away from the beginning of the regular season, about what they can be this year with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I think they think they can break this spell. I think they can be the best team they've had since 2016, 2015-ish. I think that's what they think. And this is a team that, you know, I talk about playoff win, but really it's a playoff run. The Steelers are used to playoff runs. And even if it's a tough conference, they're the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's that simple. They don't have a quarterback necessarily that I think you could point to and say they're going to go toe for toe with guys like Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Patrick Mahomes week in and week out. But can Rodgers go on a run of that type? I think that's something that they'll look at. But really, it's kind of interesting because they've kind of bull-wielded this play for this year, but also go for next year in terms of the future, because they're going to trade up next year for a quarterback. They've hoarded assets in the 2026 NFL draft, and they're going to try and get their long-term piece next year. And so this year, it's kind of like, let's throw together as many pieces as we can. Let's get a lot of stars, surround this team with as many talented players as we can, and let's try and make a run at it. And so there's a vibe in Pittsburgh in that building that they are undoubtedly better than they were last year, and they can make a serious run at this thing. And that's what Pittsburgh is looking at and saying, we made these moves because we think we're going to be better, and we're not just going to lose in the wild card. We might win a wild card and a divisional round game, make it to the AFC championship game. And that's what they think they can do. And really, I think Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan look at the team and they think they're Super Bowl contenders, but the Steelers need to have a modicum of playoff success first. They need to start building this culture back up. They need to start building the success back up, because it's been dormant in Pittsburgh for far too long.
I'm really interested in the Steelers this year. I think a lot of NFL fans are, but I might be in the minority here, but I thought Aaron Rodgers at times last year actually looked like Aaron Rodgers. Maybe not the MVP version, but towards the end of the year, he had some excellent games and looked like the Aaron Rodgers, you know, like at least at the worst, you know, a top half of the league starting quarterback. And so I am very bullish personally that the quarterback situation, unless he really falls off a cliff, and that's always possible, you know, at 41 years old, but I'm convinced that the quarterback situation is going to be the best since since Ben played healthy. Is the majority opinion, or where is the opinion on what kind of quarterback Rodgers will be for Pittsburgh in 2025?
Yeah, I think inside the org, it is that they are going to try and support him. They're not going to expect him to be the four-time MVP. What they are going to expect is better than Russell and Justin Fields were last year. So they're expecting somewhere around the 15th best quarterback in the league, which I think is realistic for him. And what they're going to look at is say, our offensive line is young. They're going to be better. We're going to surround Smith as one of those weapons, DK Metcalf. They traded out George Pickens. I don't necessarily think they're done adding weapons. I could see them adding a guy like a Gabe Davis, who's still on the free agent market. And I think they're going to surround him with this talent. They're going to get to the run game, make sure he has a run game, run a lot of play action, and they're going to try and take a lot off him. They're going to give him a really good defense. Obviously, he already has a great front four with what they've added there this offseason. And then they get a big-time player on the back end in Jalen Ramsey. And so the Steelers are building this up to say, all right, Aaron, we don't need you to be the superstar you once were. But can you take us there? Can you be the point guard type to take us there? And then when we need those moments of magic, can we maybe get a little bit out of you? I think that's what they're doing here. And so that type of player for the Steelers would be the best quarterback they've had since Ben Roethlisberger was healthy. It would be the best quarterback they've had in 5 to 6 years. And the Steelers are looking at the quarterback play that they needed for years and saying, we didn't need somebody that could carry us necessarily. We needed somebody that could just drive the car essentially there. And that's what they think Aaron Rodgers can do. And so that's what they're going to give him. They're going to give him support, and they're going to hope that he can get them there and be the driver of their playoff success.
What's the early word? And we're talking right now with Nick from the Pittsburgh Steelers podcast in Pittsburgh. What is the early word on one of my favorite running backs in the draft, Caleb Johnson?
Yeah, the Steelers love Caleb Johnson, and I love Caleb Johnson. You watch him work. He's a tireless worker. He's detail-oriented. He's a perfect fit for Arthur Smith's offense in terms of the actual zone running ability. I mean, you talk about outside zone, wide zone runners. He's as natural as it gets. His weakness is in pass pro and as a receiver, but he's worked tirelessly on both those issues. I mean, he's talked with Jaylen Warren. He's going this offseason to work with Aaron Rodgers out in Malibu and work on his receiving chops. This is a guy that has done the extra mile. When nobody is watching, he's working still. He's in the film room working relentlessly. This is a guy that looks like an NFL running back already. He's built like one. You know, it's not like he needs to get in a weight room and build up his body for a year. This is a guy that already is built like an NFL running back and could be a bell cow type of NFL running back. And so he is a really, really fun player, I think. And the Steelers, I think, are going to try and catapult him as quickly as they can to starting running back status. I do think Jaylen Warren is a guy that they really like, but I just think they're so high on him. And you know, the early indications from what the Steelers think is they think this guy can be a star. So we'll see if that ends up panning out. But that's the high expectations that they have for this kid.
Yeah, I actually thought that they were better at times last year with Jaylen Warren getting carries than Najee Harris. I thought they were more explosive. Did you agree with that?
No doubt about it. They were more explosive. They were better in the passing game. Jaylen Warren is kind of the Austin Eckler to the Melvin Gordon. If you remember that back in L.A. with the Chargers a few years ago, I think it's a very similar situation. Now, Warren's not going to get the Eckler workload that Austin Eckler ended up getting, and I think the Steelers don't want him to because he's been banged up a little bit, and they don't know if he can necessarily shoulder that type of load, but he's a really good 1A to a 1B. If Caleb Johnson's as good as you think he can be, Jaylen Warren can easily be the complement to that. And, you know, I think the smart thing that they might do this offseason is try to extend Jaylen Warren and create that 1-2 punch for the future. And Warren is just more explosive. He's a great tackle breaker. He just bounces off of tackles. He's got that Doug Martin, Maurice Jones-Drew type build because he's just 5'8", 220 pounds of muscle. For that guy that size, he shouldn't be that good at breaking tackles and just bouncing off guys and being a pass protector like that. And they were a better offense when Jaylen Warren was out there. And as a pure runner, he's just more explosive than Najee Harris. And the type of offense that they had last year was so explosive-oriented, right? It was just these moon balls by Russell Wilson down the sideline that not having that efficient rushing attack really hurt them, and Najee Harris just didn't fit the scheme either. He's just not – he's a downhill runner. He's a gap runner. He fits what they do in Los Angeles a lot better. He'll fit much better in the Greg Roman offense than he will in the Arthur Smith offense. And so it just fits much better with what Jaylen Warren does. So I think it should be a really good trade for the Steelers because I also think Caleb Johnson's just a great fit for them.
All right, two more for Nick Faribault from Steelers beat reporter for Penn Live and host of the Steelers Breakdown podcast. Just because we reside in the NFC East, I just want your thoughts on what Dallas is getting with George Pickens.
Well, I think they're getting an extremely talented receiver who, while statistically didn't have his best season last year, did have his best season last year. You watch the tape, he became a better route runner. He had more routes in his tree last year. He was just a better player overall than he ever was before. He was more consistent. But they are getting a guy that can be a little bit hot-headed, and that's kind of what he is. He's a guy that didn't show up for a lot of meetings. He was late to games. His off-the-field prep, he works hard. I don't think that's the question. It's just the focus, the week-in and week-out dependency on that guy. The Steelers decided they couldn't trust him. You look at some of his antics on the field last year. You know, I look back to that Thursday night game in Cleveland where on the Hail Mary play, he's brawling with Greg Newsom
right.
In the back of
in
the end
snow.
Zone. Right. And I mean, that's not a great sign. I remember in Cincinnati, he's fighting with fans, even though the Steelers are going off. He pulls down Jordan Lewis of the Cowboys when they lose last year against them. He's putting in half effort on his routes at times when he's not featured in the offense. There's just signs over the years that this guy on the field and off the field is not a dependent receiver. You can't trust him. And so the Steelers decided they couldn't trust him. They weren't going to pay him $25, maybe even $30 million per year. And so I think he's going to have a really good year next to CeeDee Lamb. He's a really good player. It's just when things get tough, George Pickens usually also festers up. And so I would imagine that we will have some drama there, even though he'll be quite good on the field for them.
All right. Nick has told us that he believes T.J. Watt will get re-signed, extended by the Steelers probably right before the season begins. I'm with you on that. I think he is a Steeler. I think Terry McLaurin is a Washington Commander in 2025. But if I told you that he did get traded before the season began, what would Pittsburgh need to get back to deal T.J. Watt?
I think they would optimistically hope they'd get a first-round pick, but he's a 30-year-old, going to be 31-year-old edge rusher that's going on $40 million per year. So will they get that? I don't know. I think there will be a lot of competition. I think teams like the Packers would be in on that. I think the Eagles would probably still be in on that because they're the Eagles. There's a lot of different teams, I think, that would hop into that. And so I think if you're realistically hoping, first-round pick is where you would shoot. But where would they actually get? I think a second-round pick plus another day two pick could work. You could do a 26 second and a 27 third, something like that. Second and a fourth, something like that, I think could work as well for the Steelers. Or they could look at players. I think that's another thing. Could they maybe use him as a trade chip to go get the wide receiver answer? I mean, they drafted Jack Sawyer this year at edge rusher. Nick Herbig's a very good player. So if they did trade T.J. Watt, I mean, they still have starting level edge rushers behind him. So it's not a disaster, even though you're losing a star. But I do think the Steelers would look and say, we'd at least want a second-round pick. And so I think that would be the baseline. Second-round plus change, whether that be another pick, a wide receiver to try and fill that void, or maybe even a safety now that they trade Minkah Fitzpatrick. Something like that, I think, is where they would come in. But I think the minimum would be that second-round pick.
Yeah, I mean, I always say, Nick, that this is what we get wrong more than anything else, trade compensation, because there's a lot involved in what you just described. Somebody's going to have to pay him, you know, close to $35 million a year with a lot guaranteed. And so that plays into it in a big way as well. Hey, thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Nick Faribault from the Steelers Breakdown podcast, and he's a beat reporter for Penn Live. And the phone got much better there over the last 10 minutes. The Steelers are such an interesting team heading into this year. Such an interesting team. It's going to come down to, as much as they're trying to build around him and take the pressure off him, bottom line is Aaron Rodgers is going to have to play at a very high level for Pittsburgh to win more than just one playoff game, because the three best teams in the conference have the three best quarterbacks, Mahomes, Allen, and Jackson. And by the way, didn't even mention, clearly, Burrow would be in that conversation as well. But they've got a nice team, I think, around them, and I don't think T.J. Watt's going anywhere. Speaking of T.J. Watt, that's what we're going to talk about next. Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980 and TheTeam980.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From All Flats on Twitter, Kevin. So the missing piece is a player like TJ Watt, and you'd trade Terry for him, and then suddenly the missing piece is an impact wide receiver, and then he adds a laughing sideways, tears coming out of the eyes emoji. Yeah, I would think about it for sure. It's not. Let's just make sure we all understand. This is like a major reach hypothetical. I think the odds are stacked heavily, like 90% plus, that TJ Watt is a Pittsburgh Steeler with an extended contract in 2025, and Terry McLaurin is a Washington Commander in 2025 with a contract extension as well. Look, All Flats, I don't want to trade Terry for him. I'd rather trade something else, you know, picks. For TJ Watt. We just talked about the conversation that we had about a week ago, in which we put out a poll. Would you, you know, without considering the picks that would be involved, because you'd probably have to give up, you know, a third or a fourth rounder with Terry to get TJ Watt. Would you be okay if Terry McLaurin were a Pittsburgh Steeler in 2025 and TJ Watt were a Washington player in 2025? And overwhelmingly, 75% said, no, I want Terry. I don't want TJ Watt. I totally disagree with that. If you told me that was a way to get TJ Watt and that's my only choice, yeah, of course I would do it. TJ Watt's a top 15, top 11, top 12 player in the league. Terry's a top 75 player in the league, maybe a top 50 player in the league. Whatever list you want to go. TJ Watt is a game-changing defensive end. He's one of the three, four, five best defensive players in the game. Okay? Terry's a top 10-ish wide receiver in the game. But I wouldn't want to trade Terry. I'd rather acquire TJ Watt in another way. You know, it's not like we're flush with picks. You know, remember, the second rounder in 2026 was part of the Laremy Tunsil deal. The fourth rounder in 2026 was part of the Laremy Tunsil deal. I think you got a first, third, fifth, sixth, and seventh right now, so you only have five picks in the upcoming draft. You've got a full allotment in 2027, but those future picks get discounted. But I'd much rather be looking at, you know, a pick for TJ Watt. You know, yeah, it'd be great if you could deal a third rounder in next year's draft, a fifth rounder in next year's draft, and maybe the second rounder in 2027, something like that. But TJ Watt would be the missing piece, if you believe that there is a missing piece. But yes, that's what's missing, is a dominant defensive, you know, havoc-wreaking, game-changing defensive player, specifically a pass rusher. And yes, I believe run-stopping is the most important thing in the upcoming season. He helps you there, too. You know, Myles Garrett, Trey Hendrickson, and TJ Watt have been conversations this summer for our team, in part because our team lacks a player like that. And 2025, almost overnight last year, became a we can win the Super Bowl season. The first we've had in many lifetimes around here, and the first for people like me in 30 plus years. So, yeah, TJ Watt in a Washington uniform? Are you kidding me? Yeah, that's interesting to me, more than interesting. And I don't find it funny at all, actually, the idea of needing an impact wide receiver versus needing an impact pass rusher slash defensive game wrecker. I don't equate the two the same way. A defensive game wrecker is more valuable than an impact wide receiver, in my opinion. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. What would you be willing to give up for TJ Watt? All right, we're not going to do the swapping Terry for TJ. We did that last week. I understand. Our fan base, for some reason, wouldn't do it. That's fine. You got your answer on that one. What would you be willing to give up for TJ Watt if he were actually available, which I don't think he will be? But it's July 1st, and Adam Schefter says teams are certainly snooping around. Whether or not Pittsburgh takes those calls or not, I have no idea. Somebody mentioned to me this morning on ESPN's Greenberg show that they did a segment, what would be the best fit not named Pittsburgh for TJ Watt? And of the three people on the set, two said Washington and one said Green Bay. I don't know who was on the set this morning, but two said Washington's the obvious, and one said Green Bay would be a really good fit. So, question, what would you be willing to give up for TJ Watt? So, my answer to that would be the preference would be, you know, this is what you would be willing to give up, all right? So, the most you'd be willing to give up, right? It's not the ideal trade. You do have to take into consideration, you have to pay this player. You've got to give him $35 million a year, somewhere in that neighborhood. All right. And by the way, if Terry's not a part of the deal, you got to pay Terry as well. You know, Washington has the cap space. They've got the future cap space. They are all in on taking advantage of Jaden Daniels' rookie deal. You know, by the way, the guest that we had on, Nick, said it kind of feels like a Philly kind of a deal. Yeah, let's not have him land in Philly or Detroit or Green Bay. That wouldn't be great. I'd rather see him traded to, I don't know, the Raiders. I don't know if Pittsburgh would trade him in the AFC. Probably not within the division, for sure, or to a true contender like a Buffalo, as an example. Didn't they sign Joey Bosa in the offseason?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. So they probably wouldn't be interested, although Watt's much better than Bosa and typically more available than Bosa. What would you be willing to give up, right? What would be the max you'd be willing to give up for TJ Watt? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'm really very open to this. And before I get the, all you want to do is just trade, and swing big. Well, that's not true and hasn't been true. It was true about quarterbacks, but typically I passed on the swing big unless it was a quarterback until this year, until this offseason, because they actually have the quarterback now, and they have an opportunity in the NFC with what I believe to be the best quarterback in the conference to compete for a Super Bowl appearance out of the NFC. Last year was proof that they are not that far away. What held them up last year? What prevented them from playing more competitively in the NFC Championship game against the Philadelphia Eagles? Defense. They just didn't have a good enough defense. So TJ Watt, I am 100% sure, would make the defense improved significantly. You'd have, for the first time in a long time, a player that would keep offensive coordinators awake at night leading into the game. So my preference would be something like what I described. You know, the third and fifth rounder that they have in the 2026, and then you give up a second rounder in 2027. Something like that. Understanding that you're not going to have to give up multiple firsts for a guy that you're going to have to pay $35 million plus to for, you know, 3 years minimum. So something like that, I'd be more than willing to give up. Would I be willing to give up a first rounder next year? Just a straight first rounder for TJ Watt? Yeah, I'd seriously consider it. As I've said before, we get hung up way too often on players that we don't have any clue about, which typically more times than not in the NFL draft is a two-thirds swing and a miss. You're not swinging and missing on TJ Watt. And the window number one, Jaden Daniels' rookie deal, is right now. So would I consider just flat out next year's first rounder for Watt? Yes, I would. I'd be willing to do that, especially understanding that more likely than not, it's going to be a late first round pick. For TJ Watt, yeah. I think that's the most I'd be willing to consider in terms of the picks. I like my idea of a third, fifth, and a future second, maybe a little bit more because that second's discounted because it's not 26, it's 27. So it's more like two-thirds and a fifth you're giving up, you know, in terms of overall value. But I would give up a first-rounder for TJ Watt, much more so than I would for Trey Hendrickson, which we talked about. I would not give up a first and a third for Trey Hendrickson. I was always into, yeah, let's make it a second and a fourth. This was before the Tunsil trade. You know, or a second and a third, something like that for Trey Hendrickson. TJ Watt is an infinitely better all-around player than Trey Hendrickson. So I'd be willing to give that up. You know, if it became a player deal and Pittsburgh would only do it for Terry, you know, Terry and a fifth rounder, something like that, I would certainly consider it. Yes, I would. But my preference would be to keep Terry, obviously, and add TJ Watt. 301-230-0980. What's the most you'd be willing to give up for TJ Watt? Max will give us his answer when we come back. Phone lines are open. 301-230-0980. Let me mention that Window Nation wants to make your home more comfortable if you've got older windows. If you're struggling with humidity, even with your air conditioning on full blast, it's high time to replace your old windows. Right now, Window Nation is offering their best deal of the year. 50% off on all windows and all window styles with no interest until the year 2030. That's right, 0% interest for 5 whole years. Plus, they'll finish the job in one day with their installers that have an average of 16 years of experience. So they come in, they're done in a day or less, you're back to your normal routine, and you're getting relief from the summer heat. Every summer, we end up with these, you know, incredible stretches of heat and humidity. Older windows are costing you big time on your air conditioning bills. Call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION, or visit them at windownation.com right now to get your free quote, which includes 50% off and no interest until the year 2030. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com.
All right, big news day around the league as the former Raiders and Giants tight end Darren Waller has come out of retirement and is being traded to the Miami Dolphins. Waller recently informed the Giants of his desire to play, but only in Miami. Now, the Milwaukee Bucks are releasing Damian Lillard to make space to acquire Miles Turner, who signed a 4-year deal. And the reigning MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, signs a 4-year deal worth $285 million, giving him the largest annual salary in NBA history. The NHL free agency also continues. Caps signed 25-year-old defenseman Declan Chisholm to a 2-year deal yesterday. And today, this morning even, Martin Fehervaari has reached a deal to stay in Washington, signing a 7-year deal worth up to $42 million. That's $6 million a year. Tonight, the Nats return from their West Coast road trip to take on the Detroit Tigers. Jack Flaherty takes the bump against Trevor Williams. First pitch will be at 6:45. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Simple question. If you were Adam Peters, what's the most you'd be willing to give up for TJ Watt? If the Steelers literally started taking calls and they were at least open to the possibility of moving TJ Watt, what's the most you'd be willing to give up for TJ Watt? 301-230-0980. Let me emphasize, I don't think TJ Watt's going to get traded. I don't think Terry McLaurin's going to get traded. I don't think Trey Hendrickson's going to get traded. I think all of these players are going to end up with their current teams on new deals. I guess it is possible, and I would say it's more possible with Terry than anybody else that he would play in 2025 on his existing deal, which has 1 year left on it. I don't see TJ Watt doing that, and I don't see Trey Hendrickson doing that. But I think ultimately these teams, all three of them, for different reasons, view 2025 as a massive opportunity year. Pittsburgh, because they've got 1 year of a 41-year-old quarterback. Washington, because they're trying to leverage a rookie contract superstar, you know, situation. And in Cincinnati, let's face it, you know, paying both Chase and Higgins, they won 9 games last year. And remember, at the end of last year, anybody watching the NFL at the end of last year would have said, if Cincinnati gets in, they're dangerous. Like, you wouldn't want to play them. They won their final 5 games of the year last year to get to 9-8. They were still alive, I think, heading into the final week of the season. They had that big game in the next to last season against Denver, I think it was, that they won. But they were a borderline impossible team to slow down and to stop from scoring pretty much any number that they wanted to get to. And they didn't get there. And they didn't get there because they sucked defensively all season long. But there's a feeling in Cincinnati, we paid Chase, we paid Higgins, we gave you Joe what you needed, we're trying to get Hendrickson, we're trying to upgrade the defense. They took that, you know, long odds, you know, selection on Shamar Stewart. I mean, the guy hasn't even suited up for a minicamp day. Cincinnati's difficult to deal with, that organization. But, you know, you've got three organizations that feel like they got a chance. So TJ Watt and Terry McLaurin and Trey Hendrickson, I don't think are going anywhere. But if Adam Schefter, who suggested maybe at some point he could become available, if he became available, what would be the most you would be willing or you'd want Adam Peters to give up for TJ Watt? I suggested a package. Look, a first rounder next year, I would do it. I would. That first rounder is going to be late. You may not have to give up a first round pick because you're going to have to pay him. So a combination of what you have, like a third and a fifth rounder and then a second rounder in 2027, something like that, something in the, you know, realm of the Laremy Tunsil deal, you know, which was, hold on, let me get the exact, what was the exact compensation? Sorry. It was a package of picks. It was a third rounder, a seventh rounder, a second rounder, and a fourth rounder for Tunsil and a fourth rounder back. You know, something in the area of that. You didn't have to pay Tunsil this year, although it's going to be better to pay him sooner rather than later. But I'd be willing to give up a hell of a lot for TJ Watt. What about you, Max?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely, I mean, of course, if anytime you're afforded the opportunity to trade for a perennial all-pro like TJ, you're going to jump at the chance. But finding the compensation is always tricky because you got to make everyone happy and you have to get the team to say yes. So finding something that they're a little bit deficient on is always helpful. So they're obviously going to be losing TJ as a weak side linebacker. And I'm not going to like throw Frankie Louvu in the deal because I want to see what like TJ Watt and Frankie Louvu could do. But defensive line, they're not crazy deep, especially on the interior. So a guy like maybe Daron Payne or a Johnny Newton, like maybe could probably get the deal done. But if you're going to do that, probably Daron Payne and maybe a third or Johnny Newton and a first. But that Johnny Newton a first is a way bigger package than Daron Payne and a third, especially with the upside.
Well, you're trading at that point a first and a second, your second rounder from last year.
Right.
G from the shop. I'd trade the Steelers a second and third round pick today for Watt, and I would cut Tomlin's grass for the rest of the summer.
It sounds like a good deal.
That would be a good deal. I would be willing to, trade a second and a third rounder and have you, G, cut Tomlin's grass for the rest of the summer. All right, phone lines are now open, 301-230-0980. What would you be willing to give up for TJ Watt? What should Adam Peters max be willing to give up for TJ Watt? Let's go to DC. DC, go ahead.
Great day, Kevin.
Hey, DC, what's up, man?
You make all is well. You make it hard for me to even make a point because our points are very similar. But the max I would give up was next year's first. And that being said, I would still try to get like a fourth round pick back from Pittsburgh in that trade. And I wouldn't give them more than a 2-year deal. I know you mentioned a 3-year deal, and I know a lot of times that's voidable. But I would just give him a 2-year deal because I know Jaden's contract will be coming up and we should be able to see what he's got these 2 years and help us the most in that time because he'll be that much older.
Yeah, I mean, I don't – a 2-year deal would be interesting. Like, he's going to turn 31. Miles Garrett's 29, got a 4-year deal. I mean, Daniil Hunter last year in the same situation, remember, got, a 2-year deal at $35.5 million per year. I don't know if you get him for 2 years unless you really, guarantee almost all of it and let him become a free agent in 2 years. But the contract part is a big part of what the compensation would be. I think we understand that. Thanks, DC. Appreciate it.
Okay, 301. Have a good day, brother.
Yep. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Several of you, by the way, have tweeted nothing if it involves Terry. But like Max, some of you have suggested other players like Daron Payne. Daron Payne and this year or next year's third, which they have, next year's second, would that be a possibility? Next year's third. They don't have a second next year. They don't have a second and a fourth, both of those in the Tunsil deal. Daron Payne and a third for Watt, and then you got to pay Watt. Sign me up for that. And I love Daron, but TJ Watt is, a given. Daron right now is a bit of a mystery. I don't think there's any doubt about it. All right, if you want to weigh in, we do have to get to a break, 301-230-0980. What I'm looking for is if you were Washington's GM, if you are playing GM, if you're playing Adam Peters and TJ Watt legitimately came on the market, A, would you be interested? And then B, what is the most you'd be willing to give up for one of the best three or four defensive players in the game? 301-230-0980. NBA free agency's underway. We know that. There have been some big deals, including a massive deal today. We'll get to that. And how about Caitlin Clark and where she got voted among her peers in terms of the best guards in the WNBA? I've never seen a pettier group of people than these WNBA players. Got a lot to go on the show. Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980 and TheTeam980.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.